Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verses 6 through 8. And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly." We've come to expect instant gratification. It's not that we want it fixed, but we want it fixed now. When we begin to feel aches and pains, we expect the doctor to offer a solution after one visit. When a home appliance malfunctions, we want it repaired that day. And when we order something online, we expect to have the item in hand within a day or two. We want it, and we want it now. Our world of modern convenience has duped us into becoming impatient, and in many cases, sinfully so. That's not conducive to developing and enriching the life of Christian prayer, because patience and persistence are essential ingredients to having one. If we expect immediate results, we'll become easily frustrated and give up. Jesus understands what it takes to have a healthy prayer life better than anyone else could. Not only is he true God, who hears and understands the prayers of his people with deep compassion and perfect timing, he is also truly human, who during his days on earth offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears. Yes, to this day he continues to pray for us at his Father's right hand. If Jesus' prayers don't get instant results, why should ours? And if he hasn't given up praying and pleading for us every day, why would we? Why? Because we're impatient. Because we don't get the immediate results from our prayers that we expect. But Jesus reminds us today, the results are coming. We just need to be patient. Will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. When you find yourself impatient for God to answer your prayers, remember that you are one of God's chosen ones, washed of your sins in the blood of Jesus and adopted into God's family. Be patient and persistent in prayer. God hears you, and in his time, he will answer you. Jesus, help me to be like you in prayer, patient and persistent. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.